Item 168, reappoint Adam Green, Kate Von Terstegi, and Steve Yarosh to a pool of community volunteers to be available to serve on the Police Review Board for terms to end February 21, 2020.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Anika Bent-Alber, Assistant Director of the Independent Police Review. I'm appearing on behalf of Director Sevier.
Rachel Mortimer, the other Assistant Director, also at Independent Police Review.
Irene Konev, Community Outreach Coordinator, Independent Police Review.
Morning. So we are here this morning to seek the reappointments of our community members, Steve Yarosh, Kate Von Terstegi, and Adam Green to the Police Review Board. The Police Review Board is an advisory board to the Chief of Police. The Review Board makes recommendation as to findings and proposed officer discipline to the Chief of Police. Mr. Yarosh, Ms. Von Terstegi, and Mr. Green have previously served on the Review Board and have been recommended by the auditor for reappointment following the expiration of their terms on February 19, 2017. These members reapplied for their positions, and their reappointment was recommended by a selection committee consisting of IPR staff, member of the CRC, the Citizens Review Committee, and former Police Review Board members. If confirmed by council, their term begins today and will end February 21st, 2020. We are very grateful for their continued interest in serving on the Police Review Board, as they have been invaluable in the Police Review Board process. Thank you. Questions?
Yeah. Oh, I thought the other two might be okay.
What did you think was going to take 30 minutes?
All right.
We appreciate your succinctness. Thank you very much for your work and for your outreach.
Thank you.
Next,
public testimony.
Is there public testimony?
We have a sign-up sheet. I'm not sure if everybody is still here. Star Stauffer, Jeff Singer, I believe his last name, Alex DeBlas, Mylena Petrovic, Sorian James, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, Dan Handelman, Red Hamilton, Nita Kelly, and Jesse Sponberg.
It's my understanding that there's overflow set up in the Portland building, so it might take a few. No,
I understand nobody's over there
anymore. Okay, sorry. My apologies.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm Dan Handelman. I am, in this instance, representing Portland Cop Watch, and we have been following, to the extent that we could, the exploits of the Police Review Board since it was created in 2004. It's become more and more open to the public, but there's still many problems, including that the meetings themselves of the board aren't open to the public, and the board itself never meets in a public place, so the community doesn't know who's representing them when the most serious kinds of police conduct, including the shooting that the people were trying to protest about this morning, are being discussed behind closed doors. The victims of the shootings at this point aren't even allowed, if they live, to testify, or the people who have the complaints about the police can't come to the Police Review Board. There are five people who were appointed to the board in February of 2014 whose terms weren't renewed. It's not clear if they dropped off or if they didn't ask to be renewed or what happened. We have no objection to the three people that you're contemplating putting back on. The total number by our count of people on the board will be 16 now, with 10 females and 6 males, and 8 of them are current or former attorneys. No offense, but that doesn't really show a broad variety of the diversity of Portland when that many attorneys are part of the same body. And the only time that more than one civilian sits on the panel, the second seat is filled by a Citizen Review Committee member, and that's something that council changed as part of the DOJ agreement. So we've been advocating, and I hope you all saw the final report from John Campbell of the stakeholder group that was put together about how to change the CRC system. I'm going to hand it to the council clerk when I'm done with my testimony, but we recommended, Portland Cop Watch recommended, it got in there as a kind of a footnote, that members of the Police Review Board be asked to sit with the Citizen Review Committee to consider appeal hearings, like the one you're going to hear this afternoon, when they're backed up. The whole reason we rushed into trying to change the CRC system was that they had this huge backlog of appeals, and at the last meeting, when Some of the information wasn't available to the board, and they had to cancel the hearing. Thank you, Carla. The director announced that this was the last appeal that they have pending. So apparently, when there were all these appeals that were stacked up all the way until May of this year, that all disappeared, and there's no big rush. So we think that our idea of involving the PRB on the Citizen Review Committee is an idea that the council should consider. Just a few other things about the Police Review Board. The reports are supposed to come out twice a year. We sent an email to the Bureau on February 14 asking where the January report was. It was published on the 16th, and it was sent out for the first time on a flash alert to the media. We didn't get an individual email back from the Bureau. This is part of the communication problem we have with the Bureau, that it would have been a common courtesy to say, Mr. Handelman, thanks for reminding us. We published it now. We found out by reading in the press that it had been released. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak about the Police Review Board because, as I said, very, very little of it is dealt with in public forum.
Thank you.
I move the report.
Second.
Roll call.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the report. Thank you to those volunteers serving, and thank you, Mr. Handelman, as usual, for your observations. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.